Give to live. The more abundant life can be yours. By Rayleigh Cooper. Rayleigh Cooper is a registered nurse. She and her husband, Lowell, have two adult married children and three adorable grandchildren. She spent most of her childhood in the Far East and then worked as a missionary with her husband in India for 16 years. She enjoys music, creative arts, cooking, and reading. Dad, you sound different this evening. What happened? Brad had recently retired. Although he had eagerly anticipated enjoying a carefree schedule, he discovered that life without routine, purpose, and social interaction was becoming dull and depressing. Phone conversations with his son were filled with complaints and discontent. Then he heard a call for volunteers at a nearby church's weekly food bank ministry. With nothing better to do, he decided to attend the next food distribution workday and see what it was all about. On his arrival early that morning, he was warmly welcomed by a group of cheerful volunteers who immediately incorporated him into the busy work of preparing and distributing multiple boxes of food supplies. He was impressed by the jovial interaction among the volunteers. They seemed to really enjoy one another and the work they were doing. As the morning progressed, he found himself energized by meeting and assisting the variety of community members, including young families, the elderly, and the unhoused, who arrived grateful for the food and friendly service. There was just something about helping in this way that surprisingly fed his own spirit and filled him with joy. Brad became hooked and is now a regular team member of the food bank ministry, not only assisting on distribution day, but also pitching in on various weekdays to stock shelves and freezers with shipments of supplies. Meaning and purpose have returned to his life. Surprise! We help ourselves when we help others. Here's how that works. Our own worries and concerns often fade in importance with the opening of our heart, mind, time, and resources to the pressing needs of others. Loneliness and depression are less likely with increased social interaction. Overall health is often improved when helping others through the lessening of our own stress level, which can lower blood pressure and improve sleep. Interest increases in improving our own lifestyle habits, such as incorporating more regular exercise and making better food choices. Helping others often results in thankful contentment and a sense of well-being when realizing our own many blessings. Helping helps kids. The physical and mental health benefits of service are not just for adults. Children and teens who engage in volunteering often enjoy the same benefits, such as improved physical and mental health and increased self-esteem. They are prone to developing a more positive outlook on life and are less likely to experience depression than their peers who don't engage in service. Often parents will join their children in volunteering projects. It can be helping with food distribution, cleaning up someone's yard or a park, handing out warm clothing to the unhoused, or even planting a tree. The rewards of a family united together in selfless projects of service are multiple, priceless, and long-lasting. It's the Bible way. Scripture tells us that the poor, widows, orphans, and those in need will always be among us in this life. It's easy to understand why, as our sinful world is filled with situations of poverty and want due to disasters, sickness, job loss, failed health, disability, and infirmity. Jesus knew of this sad reality. He demonstrated in his life the true remedy, a remedy that provides blessing to the sufferer as well as to the willing, caring helper. At the base of the human heart is selfishness. However, focusing on ourselves can lead to dissatisfaction, loss of perspective, regrets, depression, and untimely loss of health, and even life. But in reaching outside of ourselves in kindness and service to others, we not only provide blessing, but are blessed ourselves as we seek to follow biblical guidelines and the example of our God, who not only sustains all creation, but spares no effort to help, guide, and save humanity. In giving of ourselves to serve others, there is life. Life more abundant, rich, and satisfying. The following texts confirm that. Quote, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." End quote. Quote, "Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." End quote. Quote, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." End quote. For more articles and resources for ministerial spouses, please visit ministerial.adventist.org/spouses.